Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is an interview-based podcast where I have conversations with some of the most interesting and creative people in the horse world. I'd like to welcome today Aryan Rezvani from the Horse Connection Center. Welcome.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, I'm just wondering, what is the Horse Connection Center?
The Horse Connection Center is a website that is dedicated to the promotion of equine-related businesses, services, and the equestrian professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's it in a nutshell.
All right. So your service is to connect people?
In the long run, that's what it does. In the short term, it's a directory. It's a one-stop directory so mm-hmm. that you can get either your business or the service you provide, or as an equestrian professional, say if you're a trainer, that you can get your information in one location. That particular item is going to connect to either your website, your Facebook page. It'll give the people a more or less a portal in and directly to you.
Mm-hmm.
So through that, we can then, on a longer term, be connecting people, you know, throughout.
Right. And historically, directories were just a very sort of a long list of tiny, tiny font, names of different services and places of business. So this will be different.
Absolutely. That is part of the fuel behind the fire is I was one of those people as a trainer that, you know, paid dutifully my annual fee and had that little font. And I only heard from the people again when it was time to pay my dues. I was never in a situation where I could afford the big giant ads and never really found that as something appealing to me. So with this directory, and you know, we're still in our infant stages of things, the long-term goal is that you've kind of got an agent working for you. We've got the directory, we've got the website to promote information, we have all of the social media tools to promote information. I'll be attending various events, whether it's horse shows, expos, anything that may provide a venue where I have access to professionals as well as people involved in, you know, just owning horses.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be selecting certain people or businesses to do sort of a story if it comes up or an article on your website? Would it work like that?
I'm currently providing that as a feature of being a member of the business directory. So when you join the business directory, you get your listing and you will get a feature article on the website. I try to put 2 to 3 articles up every mm-hmm. month. And so in the end, you would have an article at some point, as well as a slider. I try to provide pictures so that people kind of can walk away with an idea of the culture of what it is that, you know, either your barn or your training or your business is about.
Okay. And now that would be a static page that would be up for the length of the membership, correct?
The static page is their business listing.
Okay.
The featured article would be up for a month. It would be on the home page.
Mm-hmm.
I upload my new home page on the 10th of every month. So it would run from the 10th to the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But that feature article sits in the archives.
Oh, I was just going to ask that. Yes.
Right. So as an example, if you on the homepage went to the search bar and put in Paula Slater, and you had a business listing there and we had done a feature article, it'll pull your business listing and your feature article.
Ah, that's great. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the different types for those people who are not really familiar with the horse world and directories. What sorts of businesses do you have listed with you?
As of right now, I mean, the directory itself has categories, are, you know, every possible thing that may be related to the horse industry. And I can add anything that people might come up to since I'm managing the website. But what I currently have, as an example, just to show the variation, I have some horse trainers that are on there, which would be something, you know, more typical. We have the a rehab center that specializes in the rehabilitation of all disciplines of horses. And when I say rehabilitation, I'm talking injuries.
Oh, yes.
So they have the hyperbaric chamber. They have the saltwater therapy pools. They've got treadmills. You name it, they've got it. And they're completely set up with a veterinarian on site as well to, you know, check and be able to see how the progress is going. Another thing is we've got a Pilates instructor that is working with riders, barrel racers, some dressage riders, and really marrying herself to learning about what riders need with respect to the muscles and the toning, the connecting of the body so that they ride better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, like right now, that's primarily here on the Central Coast because that's where I'm located. But the reality is, as we continue to grow, those categories are open for everybody. In addition to that, what these directory members are doing are offering discounts to, you know, if you come through the Horse Connection Center or mention the Horse Connection Center, as an example, with the Pilates instructor, she provides a 10% discount for any new people coming in. There is a Beckwith Performance Horses is providing a discount for colt starting for new clients. So as a person that just owns horses, not only are you having access to a directory where you can start finding people in one place, but you're also finding people that are want you. Mm-hmm. They really want you and they're willing to discount prices or provide something extra to get you there.
Right, right. And so now, does your scope include horse properties or real estate?
Right. I do have a real estate section. And as we grow, that piece will become kind of an animal and on its own. I do have that in the business directory so that I have real estate agents that specialize in horse properties or acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition, when they have a property, I have a separate feature for them that we really highlight the property with more pictures, a complete description, the MLS listing. So that the people coming to the website can, you know, get as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, you'll have tack shops?
Yes, as they come on board. Right now, we do have the riding warehouse that is there as a business directory and has a banner ad.
Mm-hmm.
As well, so that any, you know, specials that they may have running, once you click on the banner, it'll take you directly to your site, and then, you know, they automatically apply any discounts that might be going on.
Okay. Now, yes. What about farriers?
Farriers are a category on the business directory. I have, at this point, only one. I wish that more would come on. One thing that happens on the weekends, I personally get phone calls of people looking, because they connect me with the Horse Connection Center, and if they can't find it on the site, they pick up the phone and call me. So I get calls quite often for the barefoot farriers, the people that specialize in barefoot trimming, any kind of therapeutic type of shoeing. The phone on the weekend has been very interesting. That gets going, and it's not about clients coming on the directory. It's people looking for services.
Excellent, excellent. Now, also, do you have a category for trailering services?
So you would be talking about shipping.
Right, I guess, shipping, yes.
Horses, yes. Uh-huh, yes. There is a category for shipping horse transport, I believe is what it is titled. And that can be short and long term. Again, unfortunately, we're brand new, so I only have one person in that listing. But, you know, I'm always looking for people to come to it. And you have, if you look on Facebook, constantly people are looking for shippers. It's an ongoing theme.
Right.
And the deal is, if you go to Facebook, that's great, but you're only accessing the people that are, you know, on that group. If you've got a listing in the directory, that information can get disseminated on a much grander scale.
So now, is your plan to expand from the area to have it more national?
Yeah, if I had, you know what, if I could take over the world of directories, my vision would be that this would be nationwide, that as we grow, I would probably bring in what I would call client service reps or account reps that would manage the clients in the different areas, because now we're also talking about cultural differences, you know, depending whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast. So it would be important to really understand what happens in the area. And that person would be responsible for the client base that is tied to that particular area. So, you know, on a grand scale, I could see this going really large, but part of that would be making sure that no matter how large it got, that you still had a person to reach out to that was watching out for you, that could help you get an ad up, that could help you word an ad. You know, they just need to be, like I said, they have to play that agent role. And if they can't do it for you, they need to know who they can call to help you.
Right. Okay. And what about camping with horses or horse camping?
We have, there is a category for that. It's more locations. So like here locally, we have the Montana de Oro, and so on the directory, it's more about the locations you can go to and then who to contact.
Yes, if someone were to try and plan a trip or something.
Exactly.
And then they can go from there. So now, can you suggest other, or can you tell us about other categories that we may not have thought of?
Oh, goodness. Well, honestly, one that is kind of morbid, but unfortunately it has come up, and that would be the livestock removal.
Okay.
Going through that entire process, you know, having one place you can call and get things taken care of if it becomes necessary. And unfortunately I do get that call. So that is something that seems to have been, you know, helpful for people. With respect to training, that's all broken down into categories. With respect to the various disciplines, So that, you know, you're not just looking at trainers and they're all thrown into one pile. If you say do cowboy dressage, you can actually go on the site, go to training, or go to lessons. And then from there, it'll take you, you know, you can find cowboy dressage. So that I thought was a good feature. As part of the directory, the piece that's really nice for the end user, meaning the client that is out there that has horses, the directory provides a rating system.
Oh.
So that kind of is a game changer. It falls along the lines of an Angie's List. It will help filter out those people that don't need to be there. And I, you know, it, that way I don't have to police anything. The public can police it. And not that, you know, I mean, I still struggle a little bit with what's the rule of thumb. And I've watched, you know, how these things get managed. Fortunately, at this point, I've not had to deal at all with anything, you know, negative. It's always been positive feedback with good explanation of why it's a positive feedback.
Oh, that's good. Yes, yes.
Right. So, you know, so far all of that is working really well. And I think that's a great feature. If you're looking for somebody and people have documented why they're happy with a particular person, it gives you better insight into who that person is.
And it's like a rating, an Amazon rating.
Correct.
As well.
It has
to be backed up.
It has to be backed up. You can't just do like a 5-star rating and not say why it's a 5-star rating. So I think that that feature is just something that helps put this a little bit different, again, from your generic listings.
Right, right. It's like hotels and motels.
Right.
That's a good idea. Yeah, the public is deciding, and that's what business is.
Well, it's great for business. Even though business sometimes doesn't want that, having things more consumer-driven as a business keeps you on your toes.
And it
ends up making you a better person, a better business, a better service, because the consumer can have an immediate impact, good or bad.
Yes, I think that's a great idea, and it makes it stay. You know, it makes the Horse Connection Center stand out above the rest, because right now they're pretty the directories that are out there are pretty quiet, and just and like I said, you know, 9 point font and all jumped into or all piled in together. So
right,
yeah.
It's just a giant mishmash.
Right.
And I get it. It, you know, I think we come from the yellow
yes.
pages theme.
Yep.
You know, it's just the way it was.
Right.
I get that. But there's always room to change.
To grow, right.
Right. And this was, you know, taking my own frustrations and seeing what, if I had a perfect world, what could I do to change it? And although I was and am a trainer, you know, I had also come from the data processing industry where I managed the customer service end of things, the client service part of it, as well as the new product and operations. So, you know, it's nice. I can take all of these pieces that I've dealt with in my life and be able to work both sides of the table.
Now, speaking of that, can the person that's coming to you find, let's say, someone to help them advertise? Let's say they're looking for a connection in terms of promoting their business.
That would be the other hat I wear. So one of many. I, first of all, at a manageable expense, I can help you. So I do have background in InDesign through Adobe, and I am at this point now helping clients by building their own, by building ads for them. I'm not a professional in that field, so it's not something that Pepsi is going to grab, but it still gets the word out, and I can still, you know, I connect everything to their websites or whatever it is that's going to lead the people. Again, I'm a portal. I'm going to get them to you. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that you can go to professional services, and I do have, that is another piece in the business listings. That category would be either with social media or your marketing. We've got access to those professionals, so I can direct you to them as well. And these are the people that do the real fancy, like Stallion ads that are, you know, in the magazines, but as well, they do all the web advertising too.
Right.
So you can run the gamut of, you know, the very high end to something that is, you know, say you're just trying some ideas.
And I'm thinking as well, some of the, I'm assuming that you're going to have breeders in there?
Yes, that is a category. And then it also, like with the trainers and instructors, it's broken down by breed. And so, Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm thinking that the breeders, of course, might be interested in a photographer who, you know, knows how to take pictures of horses.
Correct.
Yeah. And you would maybe know somebody, you know, to help a beginning business.
Right. And absolutely correct. We have a photographer that helps me. I could not be doing this business without her, because she's kind of done the same thing that I've done. We've just thrown ourselves out there and are doing what we can to get the ball rolling. Her name is Deb Hilberg, and it's Deb Hilberg Photography. So when we are doing articles right now, she's accompanying me, and we're either doing higher end photos for them or even candid shots so that they can have something, say, for their own Facebook pages, that type of thing. I have access to a photographer as well as people that specialize in that. So my photography section in the directory is actually my largest. I'm having very good feedback from photographers.
Well, that's great. That's great. Now, I'm assuming that you might also go to some shows, trade shows, and to advertise this directory.
Absolutely. I'm going to my very first trade show on the 3rd of October. That will be the Central Valley Horse Expo, and it will be in Chowchilla at the fairgrounds. So we'll have a booth, and what I would do or am doing would be to encourage any professionals to stop by so that I can talk to you about what the membership involves and what you get for the membership, because now's the time, you know, as we're first starting out. And then also for the people who are just horse owners, if you'll stop by, introduce yourself. The many of the businesses that are in the directory right now are going to be providing either gift certificates or discounts, you know, goodies, business cards. All the booth will have all of that information there. So there'll be something for both the professionals as well as your horse owners that just want to learn more about people that are in the directory.
And what's out there.
Right.
Like now the other thing, actually, as a directory, you can always add a category, let's say stabling and barn building and shed building as well, shelter.
Right. I am the mistress of the website. So I can do whatever the heck I want to do with it. And that that part is really fun, because I do get good ideas from clients as I talk to them that I may not have thought about. And it might not be something that I can do today, but I can incorporate it, say, with the next release or start asking questions. So they're pretty much, you know, I'm open to all kinds of things. And anything like that is absolutely something that I would be able to do.
All right. That's wonderful. Now, is there anything I haven't asked you that you'd like to share?
Not that I am aware of. I, you know, I guess in a nutshell, I would just, if the expo, if anybody's there, I would love to meet the people that are the followers on the Facebook page. I would love to be able to talk with people about the growth of the site, because that is the important piece. Maybe one thing I would like to incorporate is the nonprofit piece of it. So I have the directory, which is the piece that's bringing in the revenue to run the site. On the other half of that, I want to be able to give back. And part of that would be helping the nonprofits. I'm not in a position financially to give, but what I can do and am willing to do is to provide a free listing in the business directory under whatever categories, say therapeutic riding, or whether it is the, say, horse rescue or a certain breed that you're rescuing. We can definitely get a business directory listing up for you. And then also I have the event calendar, which we can incorporate any fundraisers that they may have. So oftentimes I get the email listing, like a constant contact type thing, but that same item can be emailed to me, and then from there I put it into the event calendar, and it can go everywhere, and that is all free.
Oh, that's great. That's super. All right. Well, can you share with us the ways people can contact you, your URL for the website and Facebook and any other methods of contacting you?
Right. The website would be the www.horseconnectioncenter.com. You can email me at horseconnectioncenter@gmail.com. You can call me at 805-286-4271. And I'm typically available in the afternoons from 3 on is when I work on the site. But there's an answering machine, so you can always leave a message and I'll call you when I get back in. And then there is the Facebook page, Horse Connection Center. So that's available to see as well.
Okay. So, and what about Twitter?
My Facebook and Twitter are connected.
Okay, great.
And, I believe that the Twitter is Horse Connect 1.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Well, it's been super talking to you, and it's wonderful. It's a great idea, and I'm so happy that it is going to be much more than the what we've been used to in the past, and this will be great for horse lovers from all different areas and disciplines and whatever to get together, and good for you.
Right. Well, thank you very much, and if people have a trainer or a service or anything like that, you know, they can maybe do like even a Christmas gift certificate to have them, you know, it's $50 right now for the charter membership. So that's, you know, very affordable for what you're getting. You can't get in a directory listing outside of this for, it's typically around $99. So this is something, if you've got a trainer that's on a budget, give them a gift certificate toward this. Anything we can do to get that directory growing so we end up with that one-stop location.
Now, I just want to clarify that. Is that $50 a year?
Annual.
Annual. Correct. Okay, that's excellent.
Right.
Very good.
Right. As a charter member, that fee will not increase.
Oh.
So you're getting a big bang for your buck. And
right.
February 1st, the rules change. I'll have like a tiered membership mm-hmm. type of thing, so that, you know, tier one would include, you know, say free, you know, your listing, your feature article, your free event listing, et cetera. So there'll be different tiers and there'll be prices per tier. Right now, I'm just trying to get the ball rolling, work out any bugs that come up, things that I hadn't thought of. And so it's $50. And with that, you get your business directory listing. You have access to the event calendar. So anything you want to post, say you're doing clinics or training sessions, a horse show, that's free. You have free classified ads if you're a trainer and you're selling horses. The
wow.
perfect location.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the free, you know, featured article, and you have the guaranteed fee, your price will not increase.
Wow, that's great. That is super. Well, thank you so much, and I really enjoyed this today.
Thank you very much, Paula. I appreciate
okay.
it.
And we'll
Take
say
care.
Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Ariane Rezvani from the Horse Connection Center. This is going to be a wonderful resource for everyone who is interested in finding anything in the horse world that they can't find. Great idea. I've interviewed a number of authors, but I know that there are lots of people out there that want to write about their horse experiences or their animal experiences or just write. And I am all for creativity. You know that. So I have a special announcement from Bonnie Marleski-Probert from Whitehall Publishing.
When you're finally ready to publish that book you've been promising yourself you would write someday, contact Whitehall Publishing. We're here to help, and we can take your book from concept to completion. At Whitehall, you'll be treated like the successful author you were meant to be. Visit us online at www.whitehallpublishing.com or email us at info@whitehallpublishing.com to get started today. What are you waiting for?
Take Bonnie's advice and do it. Just do it. All right, it's Paula Slater signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. We'll see you next week. Bye.